tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. AfterBuzz TV. The destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Terrifying. I was gonna say, so creepy, guys. The official theme song for Scream Queens. Well, welcome to our Scream Queens after show. I'm Stephanie Wanger, and this is episode 9, Ghost Stories. And if you saw the episode, you absolutely know why. And joining me tonight,
hey everybody, I'm Paulina Aguilar.
Hi guys, I'm Jamie Elias. You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Jamie S. Elias.
And we are streaming live on YouTube, and you can always find us on YouTube, SoundCloud, and iTunes. And I want to jump into this episode because this was pretty crazy for Scream Queens. I have to say, Boone is back.
Yeah, my favorite character.
I love Boone. I feel like we've been waiting for Nick Jonas to come back, and we saw like a glimpse of him in the crazy getup last week, and then he comes back. Is he a ghost? Is he really there? We don't really know at the beginning of the episode.
Can we talk about how good of an actor Nick Jonas is? Like, he's my favorite character for more than one reason on the show. His acting is freaking hilarious. He's great.
Yeah, he's so good, and it's so different. If you've seen him on Kingdom,
it's like Scream Queens 100%. And Kingdom.
And you're like, this is the same person? Yep. How is he doing this? And then he has this whole singing career. I could go 100%. On and on about Nick Jonas and how, like, crazy talented that guy is, but
dead gay Boone.
Yeah. Amazing, right? So incredible. So what did you think about it? We got a big reveal that we'll talk about in a second of him being very involved with what we kind of have always guessed with the Red Devil, but right. What did you think about him being back and all of the Chanel's kind of freaking out over that?
I liked it. I liked this episode because we got so much info, and I think that's what all the fans were waiting for. It's what we wanted, and we all had our suspects and all that. So that's why I love this episode.
Yeah, totally. The reveals were huge.
Yeah, because I felt like we have 3 more episodes this season, and it was time to get some information. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've been guessing for the last, 2 or 3
since
episodes.
That's
fair. Yeah, since the beginning, for sure. But I feel like the last 2 or 3 episodes, we've been kind of, getting deeper and deeper into it, but really not having any answers. A lot of questions, and we're like, well, maybe, I think we talked about, could there be a twin situation? And we learned tonight that there definitely was.
And that was all Keaton. Keaton, that was her theory.
Yeah. Exactly. And Keaton will be back with us next week, by the way, and we'll be airing at a special time on Tuesday next week, and we'll have more information on all of our Twitters about that coming up. But that being said, yeah, that was Keaton's theory of the twins, a boy and a girl. She nailed it, I have to say.
I did not see that coming at all.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I've heard her talk about it so much that I started to kind of
jump on that train.
Yeah, jump on that train, exactly. And then I was like, wow, she got it right, guys. I was really surprised by that, though, that it happened. I thought that was going to be kind of the last 15 minutes of episode 12, if you will, that season finale. But to get it in episode 9 was surprising to me.
And I kind of feel like, with that being said, there's only a couple options left of who that other Red Devil can be, right? It has to be a Chanel, in my head. Okay. I mean, I don't know. I was, reading an article earlier today that was talking about how, do you know how they did that whole thing where, I think it was Chanel No. 5 that was in the car and the guy kept high-beaming her mm-hmm. after the ghost story? Mm-hmm. So somebody had to have heard that story, because that was the third Red Devil that was in the car with her. So it had to be a Chanel that was in the room with her that heard that story. Do you guys get what I'm saying?
So there's 3? I thought there was only 2.
No, there's 3 because
Gigi, Boone, and the third.
And then somebody the third attacks Boone.
And then that happened when Nick Jonas killed, why can't I think of his name right now? When Boone killed Earl Grey.
Yes.
That was happening at the same time that she was in the back of the car.
Okay.
And so Gigi was, not really in this episode, so I don't think it was her, so it had to be one of the Chanels,
right?
And
they claim that it is Boone's sister, his twin sister.
Yes.
So it has to be someone who, maybe doesn't look totally like Boone, but I don't know.
Like, I don't either.
It's a crazy thought. Well, tweet us what you're thinking, who that person is, because we, maybe as we go through this, we'll have something in predictions, but I feel like right now we're all kind of, I was really stumped when I watched the episode. 100%. Yeah, I started to, like, cross out people that I knew it wasn't, and then I was like, wait, who's left? So help us out. Because do you think, I know some fans have been talking about Grace being a possibility.
It's too obvious. I'm still against that theory.
I mean, I think I jumped on the bandwagon at one point, and now I'm starting to jump off that bandwagon. I feel like every week I change my theories on this show, but...
I don't know, because even when he said... Do you remember how they asked, the Red Devil asked, or Nick Jonas asked, hey, how is Zayday doing? Mm-hmm. So, and he was talking to the third Red Devil on the phone. It wasn't Gigi, because he was talking shit about Gigi on the phone.
Yeah. But Grace is with Zayday all the time.
But Grace is with Zayday all the time, and so are the other Chanels.
Right.
So it has to be somebody in the sorority house, like, in my head. It couldn't be like a Dickie Dollar Scholar. It's obviously
it's not number five.
It's not number five. It's a girl, so it's not Chanel Grace's dad. Yeah, right?
Or the dean?
I mean, I guess it could be the dean. I don't know.
The dean would be an interesting choice. And also, I think someone tweeted me a few weeks ago that it could be Chad.
But
it's a girl.
Oh, and maybe it's like a sex change. I could see them pulling that, though. I could see them pulling that.
Okay, but what about the devil that attacked...
No arms.
The security guard.
Oh.
Yeah, that's... Isn't that the third that we...
But
yeah,
all the Chanels were in the house, in the room. Because she came in.
And Chad was outside.
She came in and said, the devil's trying to kill me, and locked them all inside.
I know. Chad has a sex change. It could happen.
Yeah. It's interesting that we're going to have to kind of wait and figure it out. I'm going to be, like, crossing people off. I'm going to have to, like, IMBD print out the list and then start crossing people off, which is a crazy way to view a show. But I feel like it's getting there to that point where... necessary.
So true.
So let's jump back into this Boone storyline and how this
Can I just say how the hell that he got away with playing a ghost? I mean, you see with his mustache falling off in Chanel number 3, he's like, Boone? And then, I mean, I guess if I were Boone and you thought I was a ghost, I would roll with it.
Right.
And I would roll with it. Not gonna lie. But the fact that he got so far with it...
Right.
Boggles my mind.
You do wonder. You're like, how do these girls really think, like... Okay, so, like, ghosts, generally, when you hear ghost stories, I was just listening to, like, Kiss FM on the way over, and they always do the ghost stories in Los Angeles around 9 o'clock, and they were talking about, like, in a hotel, you hear footsteps outside. Like, you don't actually, at least in the experiences I've heard about ghosts, you do not actually see the said ghost. Mm-hmm. So, like, to have this full human being in front of you is a little crazy.
And she had to... So, I don't think she's the killer either, because if she saw Boone, she'd be like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, if she was the other Red Devil, she would have said, your disguise sucks, instead of being like, you're the ghost of Boone. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, that knocks another person off on my list. I just want to know, guys. I'm sorry. I can't stop.
I mean, you have 3 more weeks.
I know.
Yeah, I think that it's really interesting that this is where we're at with the show, because I didn't expect to get this big of a reveal.
100%. I mean, we kind of deserved it, though. I feel like watching the show for 8 episodes and not getting anything, I'm like, come on.
Yes. Yeah, I, for the last few weeks, I've been feeling like I really wanted an answer of some sort, and this gave me a few, but not enough yet. But what do you think about the investigation that Grace and Zayday are doing? This is actually the reason why they're kind of still suspects in my mind, is that they're so close to it. Like, they're trying to investigate and, like...
But see, Grace is taking the steps that I would take to figure out who the killer is.
Right.
Like, you see the meeting with the detective, and he pulls out a dope Department of... paranormal investigation or evidence or something like that. Mm. And she goes, what? No, it's not a ghost. Like, I would be the exact same way.
Exactly.
So I don't think it's her either. And I don't think it's Zayday. Zayday, obviously, she got attacked.
No, Zayday, I feel like you could cross out. Grace, I'm still, like, 50-50 with.
Grace could be a crazy bee. She could turn out to be that way. I like the sex change theory better. I like it being Chad. I like it being Chad more. Just because it's so Ryan Murphy and so Brad, like, Falchuk, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, I agree, and it's something that they've done on Glee before, so it's not totally out of their realm to right. do that.
So, or Nip/Tuck. They've done that so many times. I can see that happening.
But I think their work is doing pretty well. The only person that we didn't see is Pete.
Yeah, I feel like we don't see him very often.
Yeah.
Diego, ¿dónde está? We miss you. Seriously. Right? Like, where are you?
Oh, yeah, Diego. Where are you?
Where are you at?
But, yeah, and I feel like there's, like, was a little romance brewing between him and...
They have the weirdest situation. Can we talk about that for a second? Their situation is weird. Yeah. Like, what? Are you guys dating? Are you not dating? Did you kiss? Awkward. Are you not kissing? Now is it over? I'm just so confused by them. I don't like their storyline.
I think they're going to end it together once they figure out who the killer is.
Watch, it's him, and he got the sex change. Maybe it's him.
Yes.
Maybe it's him.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder... What will happen? As do you think it really could be a sex change?
No.
Stop. Yes, it could.
No.
Stop.
Someone's gotta go against
Paulina.
You. And I'm gonna go. Paulina. No, I don't think it is.
Come on.
No, I'm not on that one. I'm off that train.
It would be so good.
As I was like raising my chair and awkwardly, thank you guys. What was I gonna mention about that whole storyline? The reason I'm thinking that it could be Grace is she doesn't know her background at all. Like, her dad has lied to her and all of this. So I'm wondering if, because she was obviously in a mental institution, if she was the twin. That's what makes me curious.
She would go crazy.
She wasn't.
But I feel like if she knew about her family history, she would have a reason to go out and kill.
Or maybe that's what she just thought about her family history. Like, I could see her thinking my mom was the bathtub and I was the bathtub baby.
But do you think that if she saw that painting of two kids, would she would know that would that's
yeah,
me?
I don't think it's Grace either. I'm with you. I don't think it's Grace either.
All right, I'll stick with mine.
It's okay. I think it's like a boy that turned into a girl, so it's chill.
I was going to say, I'm 50-50, but I'm going to stick with my 50-50 and go with it. Let's talk a little bit about this Chanel and Chad. This might be the most dysfunctional relationship on the show.
It's my favorite part of the show.
I love it. But I love Chad. The way he packs his clothes, it's so efficient.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He has created such an amazing character. Like, it's so you feel like you know this guy when you
I want to be friends with this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you're like, he reminds you of somebody in your life. I feel like he's definitely, like, it's a very full character.
Mm-hmm. Douchey frat boyfriend. Everybody has him. Everybody does. And we love them anyways.
Yes. This relationship with Chanel, I love that she was like, he asked me a question, and like, and then there was the
proposed
box. Yeah, it was like
the wishbone.
Yeah, the wishbone. And she was like, but everyone, once they have the wishbone necklace, always gets the ring. And you're like,
this is ridiculous. Or their compliment dates.
Oh, yeah.
But he stepped up. He asked her to go visit his family.
He did.
He took
Do you
the
think
next step.
That that's a commitment, though? Like,
it's a step for, I think it is for a guy like him.
Okay.
A guy that likes to sleep around, a guy that likes to play the field, to settle down and invite someone to their family for a guy, it's a big deal.
Yeah, and didn't he even
and
tell
that's
her?
In real life, yeah.
Didn't he tell her, like, hey, every person that gets the wishbone necklace ends
gets
up getting
a ring,
except for the one girl who died and is a ghost on their farm.
Terrible.
I mean, if I were Chanel and it took me that long to get a guy to settle down with me, I would take it.
Yeah.
I'd take it. Take what you can get.
Get a girl. You go, Chanel. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't...
Get that wishbone necklace.
I probably wouldn't kill Hester, but...
I'm wondering... We'll get to Hester here in a second. Hester was takeaway one of... I feel like I say every storyline on the show is crazy, but she may have been the craziest tonight.
Yeah. Lea Michele did a really good job this episode, too, because I'm not really super, like, fond of her character. I haven't been. And this episode, after I watched it, I was like, you are a great actor. She creeped me out a little bit. Like, when she was sitting around the fire listening to the story, and she's like, ooh, I'm into it, yeah. And, like, her facial expressions and the way she was saying things, I'm like, okay, Lea Michele.
Yeah, I have a really hard time normally when I see an actor jump from one series into another. other.
Really?
I think of them in the initial series. Glee? Yeah, Glee for her. And she has done an incredible job on the show of making me not think of Rachel Berry.
Yeah, she's like, separated pretty well.
Yeah, and because a lot of times you see somebody in a movie or something and they've been in a series for a long time and I'm like, oh yeah, and it's really hard for me to like separate it out unless it's something dramatically different. And on this, she has like really carved out, I think they're all really big characters on the show, and that really helps, but she's done a great job of making me forget Rachel Berry and think of her as Hester now.
I mean, they're both Rachel Berry and Hester, both cray-cray, but just different kinds. Just different kinds.
That's a fair assessment. We could do a, like...
different kinds of crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, a whole comparison of those two characters, but Hester is full-on nuts.
Nuts.
I mean, to claim that you're pregnant when you're not.
What psycho girl hasn't done that? I have not done that.
I was about to say, girl.
No, I have not done that. That's a dirty game.
I was going to say, I was like, do we need to have a whole conversation here?
No.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, okay.
I love that was like they're getting back at her too, is that they were giving her alcohol and soft cheese and fish.
That was a smart play.
I got you.
Smart play.
I thought they were going to poison the food.
I thought so too. Because that was after they talked about killing her.
Exactly.
Well, when I saw them say sushi and then it was like soft cheese. These are all things that like obviously you're not supposed to have when you're pregnant. But I was like, would you know that at like 20, 21 that you weren't? Alcohol, yes, but I didn't.
That's extra. It has tobacco in the alcohol.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, this is extra terrible. Got it.
I mean, maybe like the fish and the cheese, but the alcohol.
The alcohol was a clear one. Yeah. But yeah, when I was like fish and cheese, okay, maybe you wouldn't immediately know that, but the alcohol was like, especially like laced with nicotine. You're like, okay, maybe not that.
Relax, exactly.
Yeah. But Chad does step up for her when he finds out that she's pregnant, I guess.
Did you see how casual he was? He was like, oh, all right, it happened. Gotta marry her now. I'm like, all right, like I gotta lie in the bed that, you know, whatever that saying goes.
Yeah.
He was fine with it.
Yeah, did you think that, what I was waiting for was the scene between him and Hester. He was like, I'm really upset by it. And then we never got that scene where he, like, confronts Hester.
Because he didn't question his action, though. He knew that he had slept with her, and he wasn't surprised that, hey, maybe I could have gotten her pregnant.
Yeah, he was like, I've got strong... I don't even
strong
remember.
Strong swimmers.
Yeah, strong
and
swimmers.
And wasn't it, like, inferred that there was a conversation because he bought her that first-class plane ticket? He was like, she said, Chad already bought me the first-class plane ticket to go see his parents and da-da-da-da. Do you remember when she was telling Chanel that?
I think that was all game, though.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think he did.
Yeah.
No, because you didn't even see the conversation of, like, so, I knocked you up, huh? Like,
I wish we would have saw that,
That would have been funny.
That would have been really funny.
Yeah, I just really wanted, like, some confrontation between them, and we didn't get it, which is frustrating. I don't know, though. Do you think we'll ever get them, like, in a scene together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's coming.
Next week?
Possibly. Hopefully. I don't know. He's so funny, and he's so nonchalant about everything. He just doesn't care. Like, I mean, he cares, but he doesn't care. You know what I mean? Like, in this whole Hester thing, he's like, meh, like you said.
Because he knows who he is. Comfortable with it.
Like, that's not how you are.
Yeah.
That's not how the rest
for all of you.
Yeah, I was going to say, for better or worse.
It's pretty funny.
Be who you are. Chad's this very interesting guy at this point. He, you like player, but then like kind of owns his actions, as you were saying.
As you should.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's also a really good character. I don't know how far the show would go without a Chad Radwell. I'm going to be real with you guys.
Yeah.
I'm super into him.
Did we get Chad and Boone together? I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, okay. That was the scene where he was like, yo, I know you saw me from heaven, but I banged like six girls in your bed. I'm really sorry.
Oh,
but you know, it's
right.
Like that summer camp feel. And he's like, give him the high fives.
Yes, that's right. I was like, for a moment, I was like, wait a second.
No,
did we?
We did.
We did. Okay, so that's good. I think that there needs to be more of that because obviously I need more of it if I can't even. Gosh. I was like, thank you for recalling it.
Got you back.
Yeah.
I'll never forget.
And then what else are we missing?
Boone goes to Spoobub Zayday.
Yes.
And can I just say that was my favorite line when he goes, you like this material? It's boyfriend material. That was my favorite line. I rewinded that like three times and laughed my butt off.
And Zayda was not having
line.
Any of it. She was like, you think he's pulling the oldest trick in the book? He's a ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. I just can't believe that they were all, like, kind of on board with the ghost thing until Day-Day was like, no.
Hold the phone. They eat cotton.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect very much.
Yeah.
I know. They're all so funny. And it's just, like, my favorite part is when it's Chanel number 5, whenever she says anything. And it's serious. It's, like, a good something that she says that makes sense. And everybody's like, Chanel, you're so stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. I feel like that happens every single episode. So good.
It's amazing. Yeah. The show is that way hilarious. Like, you just, this girl's live in this, like, bubble. That's what, in some ways, Kappa feels like, is this bubble of, like, crazy. Yeah. And they're all crazy in their own special ways.
So good.
Let's see. What else did I want to talk about tonight?
Can we talk about those Japanese ghost stories?
Yeah. Yes, that was what I was just about to...
Afraid to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. That's not even a ghost story. I feel like it's just, like, a horror story, like, blue toilet paper, red toilet paper.
Isn't that, a, like, an ode to The Matrix?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Do you want the blue pill or the red pill?
It's like, it talks about...
All right, all right. That's what I thought that was. But can I just say the vagina snatcher? I never want to use the bathroom again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He pulls you down by your vagina and drowns you in the sewage.
I don't know about that.
Who comes up with that? Who are your writers? I'm so impressed. It's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, the way also they're, as you mentioned, The Matrix, they do all these, like, throwbacks to... different films and a lot of horror films, and it makes me, I think I've mentioned on the show before, I'm not, like, the biggest into the horror genre, so I have to, like, go back and figure out all the, like, the links back, and it's so crazy to think about. They do, the writers on this show are so good, and if you, there's so many layers to the show, if you really go down.
Even, even the story of the lights and the honking, that was from a children's horror book.
Was it?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. Man, I'll get it for you guys next week. But it's from a children's horror book. It's like a collection of short, scary stories. And it's called The Hitchhiker. And that's from that.
I saw the Sophia Bush version of that movie.
The what?
That book. Oh. Sophia Bush was in a movie called The Hitchhiker. Or The Hitcher or something like that. About a trucker. Which is pretty good. But I didn't hear about that, about the books.
Yeah, it's just like like a collection of, like, short, scary... If you guys can think of the name of it, please tweet us, because I remember reading that.
Actually, I think our producer just pulled up. It looks like there is a movie called The Hitchhiker. And I'm trying to get more information about it, but...
I think that... I don't know if The Hitchhiker, the movie, and the short story are the same.
Hmm.
But
okay.
Would you pull over for in the trucker? I mean... I wouldn't, but I mean, if he's trying to tell me someone's in the back of my car, then maybe I would, but then how would I know? I mean,
I'm a big proponent, especially at night, of, like, keeping my doors locked and all those, like, safety thoughts.
But I would also look in my car before I get in it. I mean, I know it's a show.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's, again, kind of the Pretty Little Liars theory of life here, which is something that I talk about on my other show all the time, is that they leave their doors unlocked. Like, somebody's after them on the show, and it feels much the same on Scream Queens. They don't really keep vigil, like, they're not...
Alert.
Yeah, exactly. Not
alert. I think it's for jest on Scream Queens, whereas, like, Pretty Little Liars, they do it... as, like, this is a campy, like, I don't know if Pretty Little Liars is, like, a horror. I haven't really seen, like, a suspense.
It's suspense.
Like, for the suspense factor, where this, I think they do it just to be, like, super naive. And, like, Ryan Murphy's like, ha, these are the most typical sororities, like, girls that are being scared. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that that's, like, both very true. And also, you could argue something that it'll be interesting to see in this, if they get a season 2 of this, which they've not yet announced, if how it changes next year, because I don't think it'll be in a sorority anymore. So what's going to happen next year?
I hope it's like a summer camp.
Yeah.
I think a summer camp would be so good.
Yeah, I think it either has to be a summer camp. Like, it would be fun to see the guys' perspective also, like, do it in a fraternity.
Yeah.
I could see that being interesting. I don't know that that'll happen next year. It's kind of too similar to a sorority. But summer camp, I could see something like all the girls back in their, like, I don't know how you would do it because they're all from different places, but, like, back in their hometown and, like, summer jobs being kind of interesting.
Yeah, you could spoof so many scary movies. It could be, like, a Jeepers Creepers. They could spoof, like, you know what I mean?
Summer.
Yeah, they could spoof so many different kinds of, and there are so many settings. It really, if they do get a second season, it's kind of like an open book, you know? I feel like they could do so many things with it.
Yeah, and I mean, as we all know, American Horror Story, that is another Ryan Murphy anthology, does so, so well in the ratings, and everybody talks about it. So I think that they have a lot of kind of ability to move and turn and see where they want to go with this. I'm hoping Fox gives them the second season. I think it would be really interesting to see where
it would be interesting.
Yeah. Indeed. But I am ready for this storyline. I want answers.
No, so just tell me.
Three more episodes. The final episode is 2 hours, so I think we can expect a lot of revelation in that. Let's see.
You know what we haven't talked about? How Gigi isn't the original girl in the bathtub, in the bathroom.
She's the friend.
But no. They said this episode that somehow Gigi got the twins from the original nice girl, because the dean would have known if it was Gigi who got the girls in the bathroom. And the dean basically said, hey, the only girl with any humanity took the twins. I don't know how Gigi got the twins. So I want to know I want to know how the hag of whatever...
From the Institute. That's the only way I can think of.
Right? Maybe the woman... But okay, the woman... I'm trying to figure out who the lady with the humanity was that got the two girls. Or the two boys. Or the boy and the girl. I'm sorry, excuse me.
The boy and the girl.
The boy and the girl. And then how did the twins get from this person of compassion to Gigi in an institution? Like, I want to hear how that all went down.
I think Gigi was after the institution. That would make...
But then Gigi's in the picture holding them of the institution, coming into the institution with two twins.
I wonder if Gigi, and this was just a thought that, like, a passing thought that I had while watching the episode, if she's, like, a sister of the mother.
Or anything. Or
like related to the mom.
Yeah, somehow
like
related.
Like, she couldn't have kids. Yeah. I feel like, well, yeah.
Gigi's special kind of crazy, too, though.
She's psycho. Yeah. She has to have been admitted, right?
Oh, and why does Gigi want revenge? Like, that's my question, too, is, like, if Gigi wasn't that girl of compassion in the bathroom, why is she so gung-ho for 20 years, like Boone was saying? Like, I spent so much time pretending to be gay.
You know
doing
what?
This, getting into
you know what I was confused at? In that scene, when they were talking and Boone actually dies, is after the devil stabs him, Gigi goes, you're more compassionate, or no, your revenge is more than your brother.
Yeah.
Who's the brother? I thought...
No. Boone's the brother. Yeah, that was the twin.
Yeah, your compassion is more than your brother, so talking
but
to the
sister.
But she
was talking to the devil.
The sister. The devil, yeah.
Who is Boone's sister.
I keep thinking the devil's a guy, because he's so tall.
I'm telling you, sex change. Get on my train. Get on my train.
No,
it's
not
a dude.
I'll throw away my ticket.
I know. I don't know, but that's what I was really... That was the thing I was the most confused about this episode, because I'm like, whoa, this whole time I thought Gigi was that girl of compassion, but Dean Munch would know because she was there.
Right.
Yeah. Do you think that the devil and Boone's sister is upset? Why do you think the devil went after Boone in that particular moment? The only reason I could think was that he was revealing her secrets. That...
Of Gigi? I think that Boone wanted to kill Gigi.
Right.
Yeah.
And Boone wanted... The thing that was happening was, like, Boone wanted to go and get some stuff for himself. Like, he spent his entire life... like plotting for revenge, right? Okay. And then finally he was like, oh, Zayday, I'm finally gonna get something for myself. I like went after the person I loved. And his sister was basically like, no, F you. Like, this is all about revenge. Like, you don't get anything that's yourself. So she took Gigi's side over Boone's side. So instead of killing Gigi, she killed Boone to keep the revenge going so that Boone wouldn't F it up with everything that he wanted for himself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. The other thought that I had was that, so as he's revealing, like, he's not gay, all these things to Gigi, and saying, like, I've done everything in service of whatever.
Revenge.
Yeah, revenge, their goal. That the sister, the Red Devil, who seems like the most violent, the one we don't know yet, seems like the most outwardly violent, was upset that he was kind of revealing a little bit about, like, his life or their life.
To Gigi, though?
Yeah.
I feel like Gigi was the pseudo-mom, though.
Yeah.
Because the way that they made it sound was, like, no matter how much you want to be, you're not my real mother. And, like, that's what Boone was saying. So that made me think Gigi had, like, raised them to do this entire revenge plan.
She's had some kind of maternity issues, either with her mom, or she couldn't have babies, or something.
Yeah,
because Gigi's... you just don't go and kidnap kids. I mean...
Gigi's special kind of crazy. But
you know what I was thinking? I don't think it's Chanel is the killer.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, I don't think
so
either.
Okay, that. Okay, then.
Yeah, I think that the Red Devil, also the third Red Devil, who we don't know yet, might have also been upset that Boone was acting out towards Gigi. Maybe she thinks of Gigi as more of... Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of reasons for why, but I thought it was interesting that we only got Boone alive for one episode.
I know, what the frick? He's my favorite character.
At least we got info. At least we got info.
He can come back. He's done it before.
Yeah, he's like, he's not dead
yet. Please don't be dead, Boone. You're my fave.
Yes, exactly. There was one other thing that I wanted to mention. Let's see if I...
Hester?
We talked a little bit about Hester.
Her dying?
Yeah, her dying. That was a pretty violent way to end an episode one, because that was pretty much the end of the episode. So, basically apologizing and then shoving someone down a staircase?
Do you guys think she's dead, though?
You hear the neck...
But that was the neck brace. I feel like she put that neck brace on at a way too convenient time. So, like, I feel like maybe we heard the neck brace do, like, a pop or a snap, and she's still alive. That was, like, my first thought was, like, why the F do you got your neck brace on, though? You haven't had it on this entire season, and now the one episode you get thrown down the stairs.
She said that her posture was, like, slipping, like, something.
Yeah. No, I know. It's just a convenient episode for her to put on her neck brace. Because a neck brace, essentially, like, a halo keeps your neck straight, right?
Yeah, true.
I don't know. I could be way off, but I was just like, nah.
I don't know. I mean, she looked really dead, but so did Boone.
So
I
can't. Exactly.
So I don't really can't
she
say.
She looked really dead.
Couldn't can like definitively
this
tell
true.
You.
This yeah. She's crazy enough to pretend to be dead.
Yeah. Yeah. If she can be crazy enough to be pregnant, she can be crazy enough to be
pretend.
Dead.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's again a special kind of crazy. I feel like that's what
it.
We keep coming back to. All these characters are kind of a special kind of crazy. Word. But Hester. So I don't think she's dead. What about you?
Based on the snap, I'm thinking she's dead.
I don't think she is. I hope she's not.
I mean,
if Boone and Hester die in the same episode, I'm freaking pissed.
Yeah.
Come on.
Those are two big ones to lose.
Two hilarious ones.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, you have to tweet us and let us know what you're thinking about that, too. Dead? Alive?
The writers?
Yeah. You're like, next week we'll know.
Exactly. We'll never know.
Well, maybe that is a good place to bring it into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
Any ones jumping out at you? I know we've been doing them the entire show. It's hard. I think that the Dean... she might not be the Red Devil because age-wise that would be quite weird if she's Boone's twin. Like, that doesn't really work.
Right.
But maybe I do wonder if she's the mother. She's revealed so much about this situation. She has to be very close in it. And so is she the mother? Is she, again, related to the mother?
Like a grandma, like the mom of the mom.
Yeah, or is Gigi and her, like, I just, there's something in that relationship, and I don't have a clear prediction on it.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see what happens with the Dean in relationship to the babies, because she seems to be the one who has the most knowledge of it.
See, I'm going to go against you on that.
Okay.
Only because she's the Dean and she has to take care of issues at the school. That she gets called for things like that, and she just happens to be the one to have to deal with it.
Hmm.
So she has to have all the info. I don't think she's close or related to anybody.
Okay,
I'm going to take a left turn, guys.
Yeah.
This is probably so way off, but the show is so weird that I'm doing it.
Okay.
I think Chanel number 5 is the Red Devil that we're missing.
All right.
And that's Abigail
Breslin.
Okay. Yeah.
This is why I think that. And this is probably wrong, but whatever. Every time she's been in a situation with the Red Devil, nobody is able to cooperate her story. Like, both the twins died, and then her story where she was driving was like, what? You just heard, you legitimately just heard that story from Hester, and then you made up the same story to tell. Like, nobody was there to cooperate. Yes, that actually happened. And I just feel like she's too much, like, she's so underplayed in this episode, this whole season. I feel like
if she's the Red Devil, then who was the Red Devil in the car?
That's what I'm saying. I think she made it up.
Yeah. Huh. And we didn't see Wes tonight.
The dad.
Yeah, Grace's dad. What do we think?
You think Gigi turned him?
I think he's an idiot. I just think that, I thought at first he was smart, and now I just think that he was, like, trying to protect his daughter. I don't think he's involved.
He's hiding some kind of important fact about Grace, though.
Yeah.
I do have to say he seems really naive. like, naive about the way college works for allegedly being a professor.
Yeah.
Like, he seems really naive about having a teenage daughter and what she would want. He seems kind of naive in his relationship, and that makes me not question him. I don't think he's necessarily involved, but, like, what has he missed? Like, who around him is involved?
That he's not seeing. Yeah, something's weird with him. We're going to find out something weird about him for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and we know that he died on Nashville, so it's one of those things where you have to wonder. And I guess with that, we should wrap up, and we'll be back next week, as I mentioned earlier, on Tuesday night. In the meantime, feel free to tweet AfterBuzz, AfterBuzz TV, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Stephanie Wanger.
Oh, yeah. And you guys can find me on Twitter at underscore Paulina Aguilar and on Instagram at Paulina M. Aguilar. I almost forgot my Twitter name.
You could find me on the Instagram and the Twitter. I think it's down here somewhere at Jamie S. Elias, JamieSelias.
And bye, guys. We'll see you all next week. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.